This is the Sakar Merli of the 19th of August, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you now have to carry out spiritual business. When you do everything while considering yourselves to be spirits, you souls continue to become viceless. Question. What is the basis of claiming the inheritance of heaven and the basis of having a high status in heaven? Answer. When you become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, you receive the inheritance of heaven. However, the basis of your claiming a high status is how much you study. After belonging to the Father, if you continue to study well and become completely pure, you will receive a royal status. Those who don't study fully or have some karmic bondage don't become fully pure, and they leave their bodies in that state. They will claim an ordinary status amongst the subjects. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. Here you have spiritual business, whereas everywhere else in the world they do worldly business. In fact, the business is of souls. It is souls who study, move and commit sin through their bodies. And this is why it is said, an impure soul or a sinful soul. It is souls who do everything. At this time, all human beings are body conscious. Instead of considering themselves to be souls, they think, I am so and so, I am doing this business. So-and-so is angry and lustful. They mention the names given to the bodies. This is called a body-conscious world, the world of the descending stage. It is not like this in the Golden Age. There they are soul-conscious. You are being made soul-conscious. Have the faith that each of you is a soul. I am a soul, and having adopted the costume of this body, I am playing a part. Those actors also change into different costumes and play their parts. The Father says, you souls were at first in the land of peace. Your home is the land of peace. Just as those are limited plays, so this is an unlimited play. All souls come here from the supreme abode. They adopt bodies and play their parts. The original home of souls is the supreme abode. The home of actors is here. They simply change their dress and play their parts. The Father sits here and explains, you are souls. The Father says, children, children. Whereas sannyasis don't say this. The Father says, I, the purifier, the one whom you call God the Father, am the Father of all of you souls. God the Father is incorporeal. Not even Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar can be called God the Father. They too have souls. But it is said, salutations to the deity Brahma, salutations to the deity Vishnu, etc. What do deities do? No one knows this. Only the Father comes and explains to you how you play your parts according to the drama plan. there is just the one world. It isn't that there is hell down below and another world up above. There is just the one world which continues to go around a cycle. People say that they will buy a plot of land on the moon. The father explains, "You children have become so insolvent. It is said of the people of Bharat, you were so wealthy and sensible. Lakshmi and Narayan ruled the whole world. No one could loot that. There were no partitions, etc. there. Here there are so many partitions. They have broken everything up into pieces and then fight over them. You were the masters of the whole world. The earth, sky and sea all belong to you. You were the masters of it. It is now broken up into pieces. No one knows that Bharat was the master of the world." The father explains, "The part that each soul receives never wears out. It continues all the time. You are now once again changing from humans into deities. You will then take 84 births. Your parts continue all the time. They never end. No one attains eternal liberation, etc. The more gurus and scriptures there are, the more opinions and dictates there are. There is so much peacelessness among human beings. Wherever you go, people ask, how can we attain peace of mind? They say this out of body consciousness." The father explains the mind and intellect are organs of the soul. All of those are physical organs of the body. The soul says, how can my mind attain peace? In fact, it is wrong to say this. You are a soul, and your original religion is peace. You should say, how can I, this soul, experience peace? You definitely have to perform actions. Only the father explains these things. No one in the world has this knowledge. That is the path of devotion. They don't know about this knowledge. Only the one father gives you this knowledge. The father himself says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle. All are impure at the end of the Iron Age. This is the kingdom of Ravan. It is the people of Bharat who burn an effigy of Ravan. The birth of the purifier father takes place here, and the birth of Ravan also takes place here. Ravan makes everyone impure, and this is why they burn an effigy of him. Those things are not in the intellect of anyone. People celebrate the birthday of Sri Krishna in Bharat. They show the divine activities of Sri Krishna. They sing devotional songs, etc. The father says, in fact, there are no divine activities of Sri Krishna. What did Sri Krishna do? They say that he took birth in the land of Kans, but Kans was a devil. How could devils exist in the Golden Age? You know that the Sri Krishna soul was in the Golden Age and that he took 84 births. He is impure at this time and is becoming pure and claiming his status once again. In the same way, you also resided in the land of Krishna. You took 84 births and are once again claiming your status. In fact, the birthday of Shiv Baba should be celebrated. There is no divine activity, Leela, of Shiv Baba, who takes everyone from hell into heaven. They say, O purifier, Baba, come. Come and take us from hell into heaven. You are our father, so we should be in heaven. Why are we in the vicious world? This is why they call out, O God the Father, liberate us from this world of sorrow. This is also fixed in the drama. The Father says no one knows this drama. In the scriptures, they have written that the duration of the drama is very long. The new world has to become old and go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. This is an unlimited aspect. You are now once again becoming the masters of the world. You people of Bharat, who were in the new world, will play your parts of 84 births. You are now becoming pure, whereas all other human beings are impure. This is why they go and bow down in front of the images of those who were pure. Why would those who are pure bow down to pure beings? Sannyasis are pure, and this is why impure human beings bow their heads when in front of them. Kumaris are pure, and so everyone bows down to them. When those same Kumaris get married and go to their in-laws' homes, they have to bow down to others. The unlimited Father has now come to purify everyone. All of them are in the Iron Age, whereas you are at the Confluence Age. You will not have to go to the impure world now. This is the Benevolent Age. The Father comes and benefits everyone. You now celebrate the birthday of Sri Krishna. Otherwise, people would think that you are atheists. In fact, those who don't know their Father, or the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation, are called atheists. At this time, all have become orphans. There is quarrelling in every home. They don't hesitate in beating one another. This is why this is called a world of atheists, those who don't know the Father. You are the ones who know him. You now understand that you had stone intellects, and that the Father is now making your intellects divine. There is no more difficulty than that. The Father says, simply study for an hour. Consider yourselves to be souls, and remember me, your Father. If you remember bodies, you will remember your worldly relatives. If you remain soul conscious, you will remember me, your Father. This is a vicious world. Everyone is choking in this ocean of poison. Vishnu is shown lying in an ocean of milk. They say that there will be rivers of ghee flowing there. Here, you can't even buy paraffin. There is so much difference. You children should have so much happiness. The Father is also called the boatman. They sing, "Take my boat across." All of these are boats, and only the one Father is the boatman. You will shed your bodies here, and you souls will be taken across to the land of peace. Then from there, you will be sent to the land of happiness. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is also called the boatman. People sing praise of the Father in many different ways. You are now becoming pure and the masters of the pure world. Sri Sri Shiv Baba has come to make you elevated. God Himself says, this is a corrupt world. You are now following the Srimat of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and becoming the most elevated. These are such incognito and entertaining matters, and only you children understand them. Others would not be able to understand them. You know that the sapling of the deity religion is now being planted. Those who belonged to the deity religion and were then converted into other religions will come and become Brahmins. You cannot claim the inheritance of heaven from the Father without becoming Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, are now claiming the inheritance of heaven. The more effort you make, and the more you inspire others, the higher the status you will claim. Not everyone can do the same. What would the consequences be if you don't study fully? If you shed your body now, you will go to heaven, but you will receive a very ordinary status among the subjects. If you belong to the Father and study well, you can claim a royal status. If you don't study, it will be understood that that is not in your fortune. If you remain pure and study, you will claim a high status. When you become impure, you are unable to remember the Father. There are many like this. Everything depends on when you become free from your karmic bondage. When both wheels are pure, it will then go well. If both remain pure, they can sit on the pyre of this knowledge. Otherwise, there will continue to be conflict. Some children say, Baba, we know that Sri Krishna is the first prince of the Golden Age, and so why should we not celebrate? Acha, I can call the soul of Krishna, and the soul can play and dance. What else would he do? The gopis and gopis exist here. There the princes and princesses will meet and dance with one another. They will play golden flutes. You will see all of those fun and games at the end. All of that part will continue. You were shown in the beginning and you began to make effort. Now, at the end, you will again begin to have visions of what status each one will claim. Only you know this. The Father sits here and explains all of these secrets. People ask, do you believe in the Vedas and scriptures? Tell them, yes, why would we not believe in them? All of that is the paraphernalia of devotion. There is none of this knowledge in them. Only the One gives this knowledge. When you receive this knowledge, you automatically stop doing devotion. When you go to a temple, it is in your intellects that Lakshmi and Narayan are now going to rule in the new world once again. The Father tells you children that you have to fulfill your responsibilities to both sides. While living at home, you have to become pure. Srimat says, become fully pure, become complete Vaishnavs, and claim the kingdom of the land of Vishnu. Acha? To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Settle your karmic accounts with yoga and become pure. Sit on the pyre of knowledge. Become a complete Vaishnav, that is, completely pure. 2. Remain stable in your original religion of peace. Remind everyone of the land of peace. Never become peaceless. Blessing. May you be a master seed and stabilize in your stage of being beyond sound and experience all virtues. Just as a whole tree is merged in its seed, in the same way, all the special virtues of the confluence age are experienced in your stage of being beyond sound. To be a master seed means not just to be peaceful, but together with peace, it also means to have this knowledge and to experience all the main virtues, supersensuous joy, love, bliss and power, etc. Not only will you yourself experience these, but all other souls will experience all the virtues from your face. All the virtues are merged in this one virtue. Slogan: imbibe goodness, but do not be impressed by goodness. Aviat signal: finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, that is, pure. The original and eternal sanskar of you Brahmin souls is purity. When you use this natural sanskar, impurity should not even emerge in your dreams or thoughts. Now go even beyond having such thoughts and become victorious over them by making purity your natural sanskar. There should then be no need to make effort in this subject. Om Shanti.